Well, first of all, I'm really, really, really proud of our team. I thought our fight, particularly in the second half and down the stretch, was in high gear, and we really, really made plays during the stretch there to win the game. And Red made some big shots. Shane made some big plays. Couldn't get a rebound. That was a problem. Those two guys looked like they were all above the top of the square every time the ball went up on the rim. But Derek was incredible. I mean, that was an incredible performance, and I was just really happy with how hard our team fought. And it wasn't pretty. It's never really pretty when you play South Carolina. They played, I thought, extremely well. They tried to keep the tempo where they needed it, but I thought our guys took much better care of the ball in the second half, and really did a nice job of executing down the stretch.
Kevin, this is again a 2-point game down the stretch, like it seems to always be when you guys play South Carolina. Can you figure out why sometimes you make the play to win the games and sometimes you don't?
Well, I think our fight is a little better on this team. I think our, the guys we have in the game generally at the end of games are pretty experienced, and I think they're pretty confident. Although I think we could put other guys in the game, and I think they would be confident as well. But I just think that we've got guys that are comfortable and confident in the stretch run of games this year, and I think there's a tremendous belief one person in another. I think they really believe in each other, that they'll do the right things, and they won't let down, they won't let up, they won't let in, and may not always work, but I think they have full confidence in each other that they'll get the best effort that guy, in the same color jersey has to give.
I think Trey Kelly had maybe 2 points over about the last 10 minutes. Was putting Derek on end of that?
I don't know if that slowed Trey down or not. We tried a number of things to try to get him slowed down. He's a great, great player. And we just tried to dog him so much. I don't know if maybe he got a little tired there at the end, or if our defense was a little bit better. But we did do a better job the last 10 minutes of the game on him. And fortunately, because he was just making one unbelievable play after another. And he's just such a really good, smart player, but Derek did a nice job when he ended up on him there towards the end of the latter part of the game.
Looked like Shane was on him some as well, and it looked like he kind of embraced that defensive role.
He did, and we've done that to Shane a little bit this year, and I think Shane concentrates so hard sometimes on the defensive end. He's very atypical for a guy that's a big-time scorer. He concentrates so hard on the defensive end, I think it takes away from his offense. Usually those guys concentrate so much on the offensive end, they don't guard anybody. And Shane's just the opposite. And Shane has, 14 points, all of them in the second half. And it was when we gave him some relief of guarding Kelly. We tried to keep Shane off of Kelly in the second half, and hoping that we would get a little bit of an offensive spark from him, and he certainly gave it to us.
Well, a guy like Derek scoring almost half your points, do you hesitate to, at a key stretch of the game, to go ahead and put him on the toughest guy on the floor? Is that something you have to think about?
I don't think I took Derek out in the second half until 8 seconds to play, at that point in the game, you get on your horse and ride, and that's what we did. We got straight on his back and rode, and it was a good ride with Derek tonight.
You ever seen a guy score 32 on 15 shots?
I saw Lofton get 29 in here one night on 15 shots. Now that's pretty good. 32 on 15 shots, we'll take that.
Well,
you know, I don't know. That's a really good question. Hopefully, the ball bounced to us instead of, them. I don't know. We're challenged down there. That's a challenge that our team faces every game. And those two guys tonight rebound way above the rim. I mean, most of our guys have to wait until it gets below the rim to get it. And those guys go get it before, while it's still going up in the air off the rim. And I felt sorry for our guys a few times tonight, but maybe we can do a little better job of boxing out on Saturday.
Catching the 31 minutes that Red played, get some big shots, and his experience really seemed to be an asset out there. Do you feel like he made a case for himself as one of the leaders on this team tonight?
I think Red has done a good job all season long of trying to be a good leader, lead from his position. Red is kind of is one of our best, if not our best, energy guy, and that's not, I don't mean on game night. I mean every night, every day. But I thought Red was really, really good today, and he hit some tremendously big shots going down the stretch, and we needed him. He really was good.
We have time for one more question.
Kevin, I know preseason you were a little flabbergasted over the fact that Derek wasn't in the preseason All-SEC. Given that, can you kind of put it into context?
You think he'll make it?
I think he's got an outside shot.
vote for him if you get a chance, because they don't let me vote for him.
I certainly will. Okay. Can you kind of put it, given that, can you put it into context the kind of season he's had for you guys? You talked about riding a horse. I mean, can you just kind of put it into?
Well, I would say the first half of the season, Derek was up and down. I wondered if maybe I'd open my mouth too soon. And then I would say since we left Auburn, since the first conference game, he hasn't been great every game, but he's been great a lot more than he's been average. And he was – I don't know that I've ever seen him better than he was tonight. He was terrific tonight. Thanks.